stories told by friendly cobra, Tiny and Bold. He will talk about local stories. They normally don't have schnauzers, but they're stories. Yippee-yay, community crickets. Yippee-yay, community crickets. Everybody loves community crickets.
Yeah. Yep.
Community crickets. Danny.
Danny.
I think we're all very aware that things can become a little dangerous south of the Texas border in the country of Mexico. We reported about the Cancun jet skiing assassins.
that hit
a beach and took out a couple of drug dealers and some collateral damage. A Kentucky woman, I believe, who got,
by the way,
who got hit in the shoulder with a bullet, but she's going to be okay. But go ahead.
Do you think if we had this is the first community
quick hits interruption, if you're keeping score.
Do you think if we had jet skis during World War II?
Go on.
That it, while we were storming the beaches, that the jet skis, would they have been behind those U-boats, or would they have been at the front of them, flying in there, spraying bullets?
Do you mean the Higgins boats?
Higgins boat, not U-boat.
They definitely weren't U-boats.
Yeah. Would they have been flying in front as protection, or would they be behind them? You would definitely utilize jet skiing machine gun guy, though, as you approach Utah Beach.
How do you armor a jet ski, though?
That's not my problem.
The Higgins boat with the lid up, you had a little bit of cover.
If you keep the door up, you're fine.
Like, I picture The Rock, though, shirtless.
Sir.
Let me know when you're done, and I'll
go ahead.
Carry on.
I'm just trying to help your story.
I think it needs no help.
Oh.
It's actually kind of a sad, disturbing story. We hear about the kidnappings that go on all the time down there. Well, they've had one that kind of hits close to home, because an Irving resident is one of more than 50 people who have disappeared just this year while traveling on a highway that connects Laredo with Monterey.
Is this the highway of death, or what's it called?
It's called the Devil's Highway.
The Devil's Highway.
And in Spanish, that is La Carretera de la Muerte.
Yeah.
I learned the word muerte a lot by watching Narcos.
And that means cheese.
I think it typically means death.
Oh.
Muerte means death, yeah.
The highway of cheese.
That would be queso.
Sorry.
I want to go there.
Right.
The highway of queso.
Just bring your chips. Jose de Jesus Gomez Cordova, 45.
That's a lot of names.
He went missing on January the 3rd while driving to Jalisco in central Mexico to visit relatives, according to his family. He's originally from Guadalajara, but he's lived in North Texas for more than 16 years, and he makes frequent trips to go visit his relatives.
What's his full name?
Jose de Jesus Gomez Cordova.
Bob, you married a Hispanic woman.
Go on.
Well, I feel that if we're going to ask questions about that sector of the world, that you would have a better idea when posed with issues concerning them. Why are there so many names? It can't just be Dan Balls.
Why are there so many names?
Yeah, guy's
Mexico?
Got four names.
Well,
do you need all four?
Community quick hits interruption number two.
I don't know if you need all four, but a lot of people down there have lots of names.
All right. That's
Danny?
Not a good enough answer. Go ahead, Danny.
I'm sorry.
No, I just wanted to make sure Corby got... Hey, Bob, do you ever wonder when it gets to be around 6:15, 6:20, and you look to your right, does it ever cross your mind that the man over the previous 3.5 hours might have been hitting the bottle?
Just little nips here
just,
and there.
You know,
Danny, are you speaking of Corb from the Tick Tick?
I am speaking about Corby from the Tick Tick. That maybe not enough to get wasted, but just enough to kind of get bold.
Just know to get
loopy.
Me through the day.
To loosen up.
Yeah.
It's a tough day.
Yeah.
Been doing a whole year with this guy for midday.
All he wants
to do is talk about race cars. just one little half a shot just to get.
It's always hidden in my coffee.
Yeah. So by the time we get to community quick hits, he's half in the bag. Look, and decides to act like a damn fool.
Do you remember me doing Community Quick Hits for, let's see, 20 years?
I don't remember any of that because I was drunk.
There were 20 years of me putting up with, let's see, how do I phrase this? You.
Not just me.
You.
No. I was a Community Quick Hits ally.
No, you weren't.
I was on your team, and then Mike was the one that tried to ruin Community Quick Hits. More often than not,
wasn't paying attention.
He would say, that doesn't help, but he would say in my ear, hey, man, watch me ruin Community Quick Hits. He would say these things.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
like that.
There he is.
I'm just trying to help your stories.
I know. Let's see. So because of the spike in kidnappings and robberies along the 140-mile highway, that doesn't seem like that long of a road that you couldn't keep an eye on with cameras and cops.
Mm-hmm. Do they just disappear? Is that like the Bermuda Triangle?
Yes. Well, a lot of them get returned, but they do it on their own because you know what happens when things go south in the south of the border? You don't get a lot of help from local authorities.
Just kind of throw their hands in the air like, meh.
Yeah.
While local and state officials say they're quote-unquote working to improve safety, the families of the victims struggle to get a response regularly from the Mexican feds. Here's a quote from, I guess, the brother. My brother spoke with my mother to tell her that he was already in Laredo and the next day he would leave for Monterey to get to Guadalajara. 2 days passed, and he no longer answered phones. We completely lost contact with him. So the family contacted the Jalisco authorities to report his disappearance, but they were told they need to contact, and I guess this is the state, help me, Bob, Tamaulipas?
Man, I'm not familiar with that one.
That's
I'm
the
sorry.
State that Laredo is in, Tamaulipas.
I think it's Tamaulipas.
Tamaulipas? Okay. But she was told she needed to contact state authorities. Now, since he is a permanent resident of the U.S., the FBI got involved and provided his family with photographs of the moment when he crossed the international bridge, Juarez-Lincoln, that connects Nuevo Laredo and Laredo. But they said that aside from providing photos, they could not aid because her brother is not a citizen of the U.S.
Mm.
Although he's lived here and probably paid taxes for 16 years. To make matters worse, Mexican authorities have not followed up on the whereabouts of her brother. They've even stopped taking her calls or responding to her emails, and they're just tossing the ball back and forth to each other, she said.
If this would have been a citizen, would we have reacted differently?
Yeah, I think so. Or a DEA agent.
Dang.
Yeah. No, bummer.
Man, terrible. I mean, can you imagine?
Shouldn't everyone avoid that highway? Like, just kind of not do it?
Well, they've warned to not take that highway.
Right. Like, you take a side road or maybe a chopper.
Right. They said Nuevo León's Governor Jaime Rodriguez said last week that the state police rescued 17 people who had been kidnapped, and they were reunited with the families. But there are critics of those reports. One said the governor lied. These people were not found by any operation of the authorities. They returned by themselves with their families. So the families are having to act alone and maybe hire some type of private investigator to negotiate these terms with the kidnappers because the authorities down there, like she said, they essentially just pass the buck back and
forth.
Wait,
I thought El Chapo went to prison and stuff, and so the cartel's all done and... You don't have to worry about it anymore.
It says 11,500 people are missing in Tamaulipas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That sounds
11,500 people.
Missing.
Like, yeah. How many people are missing in North Texas?
Like, that literally is an episode of The Leftovers.
11,500.
Where people just start disappearing.
I guess I don't know what a normal number is, but that feels absurd. That feels like an entire village or town
is
missing.
Yes, dude, that's a pretty decent sized little town in Texas. I guess the columnist that wrote this, she says that Luis Alberto Rodriguez, who is a spokesman for the state security department there, told them that his agency could not provide any information because these are open cases and being handled by federal authorities. I mean, look, I would love to be able to travel freely in Mexico. I think that would be such a cool road trip. But, dude, I'm only going down there if I am the only...
Resort.
It's you see the inside of an airport and a Hooters on the beach.
Yeah.
It's a really big place.
It's huge, dude. And if you get swallowed up there and lost, what...
I guess what I'm saying,
though... What kind of help are you actually going to get?
Yes, there are regions of Mexico where you should definitely be very concerned. There are other regions that are just fine. And I realize making the case for places in Mexico being just fine will sound like someone who's ignorant on the topic. And maybe I am to a certain extent. But I do think people shouldn't be terrified of vacationing normally in Mexico. I really think they have a lot of those areas figured out, but of course there are other spots where it's danger, Will Robinson.
Then you got the exception of machine gun jet skiers.
Right.
Yeah, that's not great. That didn't help.
You know the documentary...
Here it comes. Number 3.
On Netflix, where people started disappearing from that town, and they were blaming it on the Demogorgon.
I think you're talking about Stranger Things, Corby.
I wonder if they've looked in to see if there's a Demogorgon wandering around there.
Maybe in the Upside Down.
I think somebody needs to smell your breath for alcohol first.
What? I don't understand
I'm far more suspicious about that cup over there.
Are you impressed that I remembered the Demogorgon?
You have Google right in front of you.
Yeah, no one's impressed by anything anymore.
You can't even pronounce it, so you don't remember it.
I don't know.
All right, well, that is... the first ruined community quick hits of the week.
All right. Well,
thanks,
good stuff,
Corby.
Danny. 6:32 on the ticket. Sturm's